Let's begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Friday, the 17th of March, 2023. Protests erupt in France over Macron's retirement age push. Protests against French President Emmanuel Macron's decision to force a bill raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 through Parliament without a vote disrupted traffic, garbage collection, and university campuses in Paris as opponents of the change maintained their resolve to get the government to back down. Striking sanitation workers blocked a waste collection plant that's home to Europe's largest incinerator to underline their determination, and university students walked out of lecture halls to join the strike. Leaders of the influential CGT union called on people to leave schools, factories, refineries, and other workplaces. Union leaders are not the only ones angry about Macron's plan to make French citizens work for two more years before becoming eligible to collect full pensions. Opposition parties were expected to start procedures later Friday for a no-confidence vote on the government led by Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne. The vote would likely take place early next week.
We just keep saying the same thing about this. This is not democracy. This is not what democracy is, right? This was a fiat dictatorial action. And we'll get into sort of how Macron did this. But he essentially made himself a dictator in order to pass this law, raising the retirement age by 2 years, which again, just like happened in Sweden, just like is happening in Ireland, just like has happened in almost every European country over the last 5 or 6 years, they bring in millions upon millions of migrants under the excuse of we need them to keep the economy going. We need them to make Social Security, their version of it, solvent. Right? Oh, all of our workers are aging out. People aren't having enough kids, so there's not enough people to, you know, make up for the Ponzi scheme of Social Security. So we have to bring in millions of other people. Oh, look, they all went on welfare. Now you can't retire. You have to work for two more years to pay for all the migrants we brought. You bring in migrants to pay for people's retirement, but then people can't retire because of all the migrants. This is retarded. Do you understand? This is on purpose. This is by design. This is the obvious outcome of their despicable policies. It's just completely insane. But the protests are massive. We'll show you videos of them a little bit later. Meanwhile, China's Xi Jinping to meet Putin next week in the first visit to Russia since the invasion of Ukraine. So this was just announced. He'll fly to Moscow. Xi Jinping will fly to Moscow next week to meet with President Vladimir Putin in his first visit to Russia since Putin launched the devastating invasion of Ukraine more than a year ago. The visit will be seen as a powerful show of Beijing's support for Moscow and Western capitals, where leaders have grown increasingly wary of the two nations' deepening partnership as the war rages in Europe. Increasingly wary. Again, we could have just not started the war. You know, we could have just not pushed for and created the atmosphere for the Ukraine war to start in the first place. We could have done that. We could have called for peace at any point. The people in charge are not worrying about China cozying up to Russia. They are encouraging it. That is the plan. As we speak, our army is training to go to war in Ukraine. They'll likely be boots on the ground by this time next year. And that's World War III. That's what they're preparing for. All the signs point to it. All the evidence is stacked in that direction. The people in power in this country and around the Western world are pushing for World War III. They're not doing what they can to avoid it. They're doing everything they can to bring it about. Are they stupid? No. So they're evil. Okay? That's the answer. That is the answer, point blank. Meanwhile, Homeland Republicans to turn up the heat on Mayorkas after a Border Patrol chief's earth-shattering testimony. I gotta say, headlines like this, man. Really? Oh, they're going to turn up the heat on Mayorkas, right? Of course, he's not being boiled or cooked. He's in a hot tub. They're making a little bit hotter for him, a little bit more comfortable in his hot. Like, this dude has opened the border and brought in more illegal immigrants in 2 years than the entire population of Chicago, Illinois. Like, oh, you're going to turn up the heat on him, are you? Oh, I bet he's real scared now. He's real scared now. It's like, What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to impeach him? Are you going to imprison him? Are you going to charge him with treason and execute him? No? Okay. Then he's going to get away with it. So he's going to keep doing it. Oh, so the invasion of our country just keeps going? Wide open border? Earth-shattering testimony. Saying, just mentioning what we've watched with our own eyes every day for 2 years. No operational control? What? I don't know. How about all of this happening constantly forever? Republicans are just like, are you telling me? Are you telling me the border is open? It's such a show. It's such a ridiculous caricature of a government that we operate under. It's totally unacceptable, but it's happening and nobody's doing anything to stop it. Meanwhile, nuclear power plant leaks 400,000 gallons of radioactive water. That's nice. Minnesota regulators said Thursday that they're monitoring the cleanup of a leak of 400,000 gallons of radioactive water from Xcel's Energy Monticello nuclear power plant. The company said there's no danger to the public. I mean, unless you like water. I mean, unless you're like some sort of organic mass that reacts to radiation. But other than that, no danger at all. No danger at all. Just one of those minor leaks of 400,000 gallons of radioactive water. We'll get more into this a little bit later. It's like, but it's fine. But it's totally fine. Xcel Energy took swift action to contain the leak to the plant site, which poses no health and safety risk to the local community or the environment. The Minneapolis-based utility lied in a statement. I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's true. Maybe 400,000 gallons of radioactive water leaking into the environment. Maybe that's fine. I don't know. I'm not a nuclear engineer. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's a good thing that it happened. Maybe we should be thanking them for this. Or maybe it's just another step down the inevitable decline. Maybe it's just another catastrophe to plot the downfall of this country as a first world nation that can handle complicated technologies like airplanes and energy. This is just our downward slope towards the morass of chaos, stupidity, but very diverse. But it'll be very diverse, folks. Don't worry. Don't worry. You won't be able to drink the water. You won't be able to turn the lights on. But boy, will it look like a rainbow. And finally, we have this story just as the piece of resistance. MindGeek, the parent company of Pornhub, the world's largest pornography site, and other adult entertainment platforms, was acquired by Canadian private equity firm called Ethical Capital Partners. Ethical Capital Partners has purchased the world's largest network of monetized sin. Isn't that nice? See, this is it's a new ethical framework that we're working in, where there is literally nothing off of the table at all, except for, like, you know, being racist or anti-Semitic. But other than that, it's just across the board, ethics, morals, they're whatever you want. You can do whatever you want to whoever you want, as long as you don't talk about minorities in a bad way. That's the only sin, you guys. That's the only sin there is. The only thing that'll be punished from now on. It's ethical.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got 3 new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone, and we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.